This is Cliffo and Gabby's podcast.
The Cliffo and Gabby podcast. Gabby is red like a beetroot.
I know. Cliffo, not Cliffo. My Hello. Actual husband, Hi. Nev, has been calling me his little beetroot. I'm like, I'm not a root. And then I realized what I said.
You can't beat a root. Today, actually, speaking of beetroots, we actually do an actual food thing. We taste some of the strange food combos that you guys suggested.
Yeah.
Like Twisties ice cream.
Or like salt and vinegar and cream cheese on a sandwich. Interesting.
I was going to give that one away. I'm not going to give it away. No. You have to listen to the pod to get that. Also, today we wrap up Chloe and Bridie's mega, mega, super awesome birthday extravaganza. And we ask the question, who's come face to face with a criminal?
Like while they're in the act of
Criming. Yeah.
Have you come face to face?
Hecker's stories.
Honestly, the hair stood up on my neck.
Yeah, right? The Cliffo and Gabby podcast, thank you for listening. An ex-Matildas soccer player in Australia, a legend of a human, Elisa, her name is Elisa Canavis. She was carjacked in Brisbane whilst live being interviewed on SEN radio, which is like sports talkback radio in Australia.
Yeah.
Like I said, it's a Queensland story. It happened in Brisbane. The audio is very confronting.
Yes.
So if you have little ears in the car, you've been warned, but I'm happy to play it back because Elisa is fine and well, and she is doing interviews and stuff now with the news.
Talking about her experience.
She's there when they're playing the audio and stuff back now. So she is you know, happy with this and, or not happy with it, but she's fine with the story getting coverage.
Yep.
And raising awareness for, you know, what's happening in Brisbane. But let's be honest, what's happening all over regional Queensland when it comes to crime rates.
Yes.
But I'll play it for you now. This is Elisa live on Sports Talkback Radio, SEN, while she got carjacked. Have a listen.
I feel like we're missing that link. We're coming unstuck a bit.
Yeah. I think Claire Wheeler has been talked about it. I have no idea what has gone on there. And I really hope Alicia is okay.
Oh, my God. It just makes all the hair on the back of my neck stand up because
that
is
genuinely
horrifying.
Terrified woman.
Yep.
And those hosts as well.
What do you do?
What do you do?
Like, we don't even know where you are.
Their producers, like, repeatedly called back Elisa. They finally got her on, found out she was safe and well. There was a passerby who helped her. So I guess sort of, for lack of a better term, all's well that ends well. Like I said, Elisa is fine and well, and she's talking about this now. But how confronting actually coming face to face with a criminal like that? Because I feel like so many of us in regional Queensland, like, you know, youth crime and crime in regional Queensland, such a massive, massive problem. So many of us, like, if it's not us ourselves, we all know someone who's been affected.
Definitely.
Negatively by crime. But 131060, who has actually come face to face with a criminal? Because I'd imagine that's a whole different thing altogether. Because suddenly your whole fight or flight instincts kind of fire up.
Yep.
Like preservation of life.
Yes.
Would kind of kick in, wouldn't it?
I've always had this thing because Nev used to take his keys into the bedroom with him at night because of the car theft issue in regional Queensland. Man. And I was like, no, you are not having them in the bedroom because if someone breaks into our house, I want them to get the keys and get out.
Yeah,
I don't want them coming into the bedroom when I wake up and see someone in the bedroom. No, thank you. If they're getting into the house, like, nah.
You're so right. 131060, Kelly's here. Have you come face to face with a criminal?
I did.
What happened?
So I was sound asleep. It was a Friday night. I was asleep on the couch. I'd left the back door unlocked because my partner was at the pub that night and I wanted him to be able to get in without waking me. But I woke up to what you would call robbers in my house. One was leaning over the top of me to see if I was asleep.
No! How do they not see you? They're asleep. Yeah, and walk out. What is wrong with these people?
I know. And, yeah, I woke up to him sort of leaning, like, right over me. The other one had my son's Xbox. They had a handful of stuff.
Oh, my God.
Did they leg it or...?
Yeah, they legged it. They got caught a couple of days later and they were caught with something like 20 sets of keys from other break-ins they'd done where they stole keys to be able to get back.
20 sets of keys?
That's just horrifying.
Wow.
I couldn't live there anymore. Oh.
Rhea is here. Rhea, have you come face to face with a criminal?
Yes, at my workplace. So I work for a disability service with vulnerable people, obviously, and two youth broke into the house 10 o'clock at night, confronted me wanting car keys. I just started screaming. Thank God they just ran off.
Wow.
I can't even imagine it. Marley is here. When did you come face to face with a criminal, Marley?
Oh, probably about 3 or 4 years ago.
What happened?
I had been out and I came home and my gate was open. And then I had a look at my house. The door to my house was open and the screen door had been kicked in. So I went inside. My dogs were cowering under my kitchen table.
Your dogs were cowering? Even your dogs were scared?
Yeah. And I stood in the kitchen and I saw this guy come out of one of the rooms. And he had a bag of stuff in his hand.
So what, I just yelled at him. What did he do when he saw you?
Nothing.
Oh.
He just stood there. And wow. I thought that I would have been, like, really panicking, but I wasn't.
Oh, wow. You were quite calm.
I was really calm.
So then just how did it end, Marley?
I grabbed the guy and I chucked him out of the house. Mind you, I'm only 5 foot and this guy was over 6 foot.
Yeah, we should probably say too, we don't, encourage any sort of confrontations or anything like that. Like,
no, definitely not.
Obviously, preservation of life, like we say, is the most important thing.
When you're stuck in that moment, though, you don't know how you'll behave, but we don't recommend.
We've got time here. Quickly, we'll take Lauren. Lauren, what happened when you came face-to-face with a criminal?
What happened? I was working for a finance company and I'd been to the bank and cleared about $16,000 cash, jumped it in. And came back to the finance company I was working for at the time. And as I came back, this guy came in with a balaclava and held a knife to my neck. We all had a counter between us.
Oh, my God.
And, demanded cash. And I told him to go get And I actually, with fight and flight, I ran away. And
you ran away.
Smart, running away.
I would run away too, Colleen. Oh, my goodness. Oh, my God. My heart just skipped a beat then.
Seriously, this would be very traumatic. If you have ever been through any of this and our conversation this morning has caused any upset, Lifeline is always available on 13 11 14 or at lifeline.org.au. Thank you to everyone for sharing your stories this morning.
Yeah.
And I think it further highlights what we are always banging on about the crime problem in regional Queensland. So,
yeah.
Thanks for sharing this morning, guys. Glorious food, marvelous food, fabulous food, beautiful food. Magical food.
Cliffo and Gabby, food dudes. Yesterday, you came to the table, Cliffo, with a weird food combination, and it just sparked everyone coming to the table with theirs.
I introduced my 8-year-old daughter to the simple pleasure of the adding of Maltesers to salted popcorn at
the
cinema. How
can you go wrong there? Both are good and even better together.
So good.
I think that should be their slogan. you're welcome.
We opened up the phones. We had stacks of suggestions of food combos that on paper shouldn't work.
No.
But in your mouth.
Magic.
Something amazing occurs and it just works.
There was a few that really had us questioning, though, that were really, I couldn't get my head around how they could taste good together. So we're going to test them out today to see if legitimately these food combinations are amazing.
Our first was Chrissy's, who Chrissy swears by salt and vinegar chips with cream cheese in between bread. So a salt and vinegar chip.
Sandwich.
And cream cheese sanger. So producer Alicia, to her credit, has been out in the kitchen slaving over a hot stove all morning.
She has.
And whinging, this is not in my job description. all
right. She's even made me a gluten-free sanger, by the way. So, we're taking a bite? Okay.
I'm getting into it. So we have to give everything either a thumbs up or thumbs down. That's our measure of success.
I took a really big bite. Not regretting it.
The cheese, to me, complements, maybe even improves, highlights, I don't know what you want to say, that salty, vinegary thing. thing. They complement each other well.
They do.
It's a thumbs up from me.
It's a thumbs up from me. I'm shocked. I just spat.
Chrissy?
I'm shocked.
Your salt and vinegar cream cheese sandwich, big tick.
Not bad. Well done.
Number two, this was a controversial one.
Yeah.
Lucy Cook's Kent pumpkin
has to be Kent.
Not butternut. Not Jap.
Has to be
Gotta
Kent.
Got to be Kent pumpkin in the air fryer with, what was it, cinnamon sugar?
Cinnamon sugar and coconut oil.
Okay, so, and there's a big difference between cinnamon powder and sugar as well. The sugar is a lot more palatable.
Oh,
it's
definitely.
A lot sweeter.
You don't want just cinnamon. No. And you said this would be like a healthy-ish donut.
Donut.
So we're
going
to see if that is in fact the case. Oh, God, you're going for a second piece.
Yeah. Oh, only in the name of the experiment.
Nah, it's a down for me.
No,
thumbs down.
Me.
That is not a donut.
That's why I was like, only for
that
the experiment.
Not a donut.
Is,
I reckon that'd be delicious if it were apple.
Is Lucy one of those healthy people that's like...
Yeah.
It's just like a donut. Lucy.
If you say it enough, you convince yourself, maybe. Yeah. No, I haven't said it enough.
All right, the third
this
one's
is,
just
this
me.
This is the weirdest one. This is just you because twisties are unfortunately not gluten-free, so I can't get on board this one. But it's ice cream with twisties, using twisties as a spoon.
This is
What do you think?
Maddie's suggestion.
You've taken a full mouth. That's two twisties and a lot of ice cream that you've got in your mouth right now.
Yeah.
What do you reckon? What if cheesy twisties with ice cream? Now he's going for a third. Yeah. It can't be that bad.
I think that says it all.
I think that's a thumbs up.
Leave the bowl. That's a thumbs up.
What's it taste like? Explain it.
I can only it tastes like twisties and ice cream. I mean, I don't know how to explain it.
But
what
it works.
Say it tastes like chicken. All I can say is it works for the same reason that I think the salted popcorn and Maltesers work. You've got the sweet of the ice cream. You've got that sort of salty, cheesy hit.
Cheese and
Which you
ice
wouldn't
cream.
Think the cheesy hit with the ice cream
I
works.
I don't think that
but
would work at all.
No. That's a thumbs up for sure.
All right. All right. Okay. If you need some movie food over the weekend, we've got you covered.
What, just take the tub of ice cream and your pack of twisties into the cinema?
Yeah, do
that. Won't look weird at all.
We partied hard with Bridie and Chloe, our 9-year-old twins.
You look like a woman
twins.
Who partied hard this
Honestly,
morning. You look worse for wear.
I'm a little bit sunburnt. I was a bit too distracted with the extravagance of the party to remember my sunscreen. Kids, do not do as I do, please.
No.
Bridie and Chloe had a ball, but it was at a Ferris wheel,
so
which
good.
Was so amazing. We've got a little package for you, but Cliffo, one of the highlights for me is definitely your confidence in going on the Ferris wheel until we got to the top.
Hate heights. My hands are still sweaty from hanging onto the sides of the carriage.
Yeah.
The real highlight for me is probably our magic act.
Yes.
Or, I don't know, act, or was it just a trick? More like, I don't know if you can call one magic trick.
They kept saying the magic show, and we
act.
Were like, whoa, 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 whoa.
It's one trick. It's pulling a rabbit out of a hat. But it's all coming up. For you now, we have it. The highlights from Bridie and Chloe, the 9-year-old twins, their mega, mega, super awesome birthday extravaganza. Get this party started. We have arrived. This is mega, mega, super awesome, if I've ever seen mega, mega, super awesome.
This is unbelievable. The Ferris wheel is behind us. It is huge. The cake is unicorn themed, which is exactly what Bridie and Chloe asked for.
Think of the best unicorn cake you've ever seen.
And then times it by 10. Yeah.
That's the cake we've got for Bridie and Chloe.
It looks amazing. The goodie bags for all the kids at the end of the party too. They're all smiggle. These kids are going to just go off.
Sugar highs for days.
So.
Let's go and find the birthday girls. Where's our birthday girls?
Hello.
They look scared of me. Are you Natasha?
Yes, I'm Natasha.
They look a little bit scared right now.
They are a little bit shy. It's a bit, it's quite extravagant.
Happy birthday, girls. Are you excited? Yeah. They are nodding.
Mum, Natasha,
I swear
are you
nodding.
Excited?
Yes, I'm excited.
Are you still very glad that you didn't have to organise any of this?
Super glad.
Would you have organised anything like this if you were in charge?
No.
Okay, we're on the refi. Ferris wheel in Cairns. Oh my god, it's high.
Open your eyes.
You know my thing
we're
is heights, right?
We're at the top now.
Oh my god.
Oh my god, oh my god, oh my god. I'm so glad. Like, they were like, you don't like heights, Cliffo, we're gonna put you in a carriage by yourself. And I'm glad they did, because I feel like I'd be scaring children right now.
Yeah, no, I think they'd just be laughing at you because they'd be having the time of their life.
Thanks, Gabby.
The older you get, the more fear factor is involved in these things.
Yeah, well, that explains why you're not scared. You're mature.
I haven't matured yet.
Bree's here from PacMag. She's sort of emceeing the event. Bree, you're putting us on after the blue tongue lizard. How are we going to live up to that with our magic act?
Look, as far as I'm concerned, you needed a crowd here. So it took a lizard, I'm sorry, to get
here. The lizard brings a crowd and then we take the crowd down and then Bree brings it back
then
up.
Bring a snake or something out. Go. All right, magic act next. Wish us luck, everyone.
We're going to need it.
Yeah. All right, please welcome to the stage, Cliffo and Gabby the Magician.
Are you ready to be spellbound? My beautiful assistant, Gabby, I'm going to get you to hold my magic hat and I'm going to pull out my magic wand. I'm going to make a rabbit appear out of my hat. Who knows the magic word?
Abracadabra.
Yeah, not please. That's right. Abracadabra. Alakazam. Here is my magic and it ain't no sham. Thank you for the sympathy laugh. Ready? Here we go. We're Cliffo and Gabby. Thank you, guys.
More.
There's no more.
Happy birthday to Bradley and Chloe. Happy birthday to you.
Hooray!
Yay! Blow the candles out, girls. Blow them out, make a wish. How's the party bag? Is that good?
Yeah.
Is it better or worse than our magic trick?
Better.
It's better party bag.
There was
better.
A pause because she wanted to be polite.
Birthday girls, Bridie and Chloe.
This the funnest birthday party you guys have ever had? Yeah!
Yeah! Well done. Happy birthday, Bridie and Chloe. I'm exhausted just listening back to
it. I know, me too. Just remembering. Woo!
It was mega, mega, super awesome. See the reel,
yes.
Like all the best bits on our Insta now, at Cliffo and Gabby.
We want to know what your mum held on to, because my mum, on the phone to her the other day, and she was doing a bit of a spring clean of the house. Now that my sister and niece have moved out, it means it's only her and dad and sometimes my nana living in the house. So it's time for a clean out. And she came across a whole bunch of stuff that she has kept of mine. And I thought I had taken everything of mine from her house. I haven't lived there in 10 years.
Yeah.
So I thought I'd definitely taken everything away. But there's this one thing in particular that she hasn't had the heart to throw out, but she doesn't want it. And so she wants me to take it and I don't want it and we don't know what to do with it.
Mm.
And it is a 1 meter by 1 meter huge portrait of my head.
Oh.
And this was created for my 21st birthday. My boyfriend at the time made it. He was a real artsy, crafty kind of guy. And he put all these little photos together in a montage that all made up this massive photo
one of those.
My head.
I've seen them before.
Yeah.
Usually they're made of important people, though.
Yeah, normally.
Like, I've seen one of Picasso's head made of, like, Picasso artworks.
Yes, exactly.
Right?
And I remember walking into my 21st and thinking, why the hell would I want something so huge of my head? But then when you got up close, you were like, oh, that's actually kind of cool, but still,
but no one would get
what am
close
I
going to
do with this?
Like, people would see that and they're like, who is this woman?
Yeah.
And why has she got a massive photo of her?
Like,
hair?
If I were Mariah Carey, I'd put it at the top of the double stairwell, but I'm not.
You're not.
And I don't have a double stairwell.
No.
And I've nowhere to put it. And my mum won't throw it out, but she wants me to take it. And I'm like, mum, just let it
why
go.
Why have you kept this, mum?
Let it go. Why have you kept this for 13 years? Throw it out, because everyone in her, anyone who stays in her spare bedroom has to look at my giant head.
No, they didn't call it the spare
while they sleep.
They call it the
Gabby room.
The shrine of Gabby.
The shrine of Gabby. But anyway, I just find that really weird that she's kept that for so long. And on 13 1060, I'd love your stories of what your mum has kept of yours.
We'll take a whole bank of these in a sec, but they're coming through really quickly. So we'll just take Darrell really quickly before we go to a break here. Darrell, what did your mum keep of yours that she shouldn't have?
Let me set it for you, though. I'm a 45-year-old woman.
Okay.
My mother still has my baby teeth and my first haircut at 10 years old, which is this massive long plait.
Get over it, mate.
45. Well, so probably like 38-year-old teeth and hair.
Okay, I think that's a kinda really, gross. Really good starting point. Because I feel like teeth.
Yeah.
Oh, no, teeth are a strange one.
Teeth are weird.
Hair, pretty common.
Common?
I think my mum has a lock of my hair. I don't think, actually, I know.
Really?
But she still has a lock of my very, very bright blonde hair from my first haircut.
Yeah. At what point do you throw that stuff out?
A lot sooner than the age of 38 is where I am now. And I think my first haircut, like, I was still in nappies, so. I always think, too, like, what are you going to do with it? Like, are you going to clone me or something? Like, because it's so bright and blonde, and my mum's always fawning over, oh, you had the most beautiful blonde hair. I don't know what happened.
Oh.
Like, mum, you can't get it back.
Yeah.
Like, you can't.
Move forward, woman.
You can't put that in the test tube and then bring me back as a cute little blondie. But 13, 10, 60, so good starting point. We've got the weird, messed up, mashed up photo of Gabby. We've got hair.
And baby teeth.
And now we've had teeth.
Baby teeth. What is
going on?
What
can you add to the list?
Mm. Or if you are a mum and you've kept something, feel free to contribute as well.
13, 10, 60, Jody, what did your mum keep of yours that she should have just gotten rid of?
It's actually me. It's my son. His circumcision ring.
Oh, you kept the circumcision ring?
You kept the circumcision ring.
I'm well aware of the circumcision
ring. Yeah, he's in a little box with his teeth and his umbilical cord clip.
So it's not the actual skin, it's the ring that
just the ring,
cuts it off.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
Gabby's still. Like, that makes it heaps better. 13, 10, 60, Jasmine's here. I'm vibing another gross one. Jasmine, what did your mum keep?
So recently, I just got married and we were doing some reminiscing.
Mm.
We went through all of our sort of baby photos and we picked up this little jar and we were like, Mum, what's this? And she goes, oh, that's your umbilical cord.
Oh! I'd imagine it
those
too.
Those things are gross.
It'd look like dried up beef jerky.
Yeah, and this is like 24 years later and we were like, Mum, that's disgusting. It was tiny. And she goes, oh, it's just a bit of memories for me. And I was like, why?
Why do you want to remember that?
It's not
they're
memory.
So, like, when you see a baby and it's still attached.
Yeah.
Ugh.
You know what? It just reminded me, one that my wife kept was the earphones. They do, on all newborns in Queensland, they do a hearing test and they put these little weird looking earphones in, like disposable.
Yeah.
My wife kept them. Rando.
That is weird.
Yeah, here's what we
not gross,
jammed onto your ears when you were barely a fetus, you know, just out of the womb. Blair's here. What did your mum keep?
So I was just saying that, you know how the gearboxes came in the factory, the big boxes, the big timber boxes?
Yeah.
My mum still has a box full of, like, from my first haircut to my first pair of moccasins, my first pair of high tops.
What's the weirdest thing she's kept?
So as a little kid, I had a 2-cent coin stuck in my throat sideways, and she kept that.
That's not a memory you want to keep.
The coin you choked on, your mum's like, that's a keepsake. We'll keep that coin.
Yep, I had it surgically removed and she kept it in a little jar.
Reminder, don't let the kids suck on coins.
I can imagine that. It'd be one of the, she's kept in that jar with the yellow lid.
Yeah, yep.
Keely, see, what did your mum keep that she should have let go of?
When I was about 2 years old, I dropped a can of peaches on my big toe and I lost my whole toenail. And she kept it in my baby box.
She kept your toenail. That is disgusting.
Oh, here's the toenail. Kept the bird tin of peaches as well. Nick, quickly give it to us. What did your mum keep that she should have let go of?
I went to a band one night, see a band called Sheba.
Yeah.
The bass guitarist, she took off her bra and signed it for me.
And your mum's
kept it.
Yeah,
that's
all this
so
stuff
weird.
Was left. All this stuff was left in my room when I left home, and then it got bundled up and sent to me.
Mum's like, and I bet being a mum too, she would have carefully folded up the bra and sent it to you nicely.
That was Cliffo and Gabby's podcast.